From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Authorities have arrested a Baltimore man in connection with an alleged plot to bomb a military recruiting center in Maryland. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the man had been closely watched by the FBI.
Justice Department officials say the suspect is a young Hispanic convert to Islam. His name is Antonio Martinez, and law enforcement had watched him for months. They say there was never any danger to the public. Officials say he tried to bomb an armed forces recruiting center in Catonsville, Maryland, but the explosives he allegedly used were inert. The suspect is due in court in Baltimore later Wednesday. Prosecutors say he has no connection to a series of shootings at military sites in Northern Virginia. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is holding crucial meetings in Afghanistan ahead of a review on U.S. military policy in Afghanistan that is scheduled to wrap up next week. One of the key concerns is training of Afghan forces who are expected to regain control of their country's security by the time American forces pull out. Afghan President Hamid Karzai acknowledged a lot more work has yet to be done.
Afghanistan will continue to require much more training, especially where we absolutely need to turn our army into an institution that can stay beyond the direct engagement of the international community.
Separately, Secretary Gates thanked President Karzai for taking what he called an extraordinarily statesmanlike approach to the WikiLeaks scandal, which involved the release of mounds of documents that reveal some information that turned out to be embarrassing to Washington. One memo quotes the U.S. ambassador to Kabul describing Karzai as, quote, paranoid and weak. The White House is working to convince some angry Democrats that the tax package negotiated by the president with Republican leaders is the best way to go. It's being portrayed as a way to boost the economic recovery. More from Danielle Carson.
Many economists are laying out their spreadsheets to upgrade their forecasts. The tax cut package gives working couples $4,000 in extra cash through a payroll tax holiday. It allows businesses to write off all of their capital investments, and it extends unemployment benefits for 13 months. All told, the Congressional Budget Office expects the package could pump as much as $500 billion into the economy. Wells Fargo chief economist Stuart Hoffman.
I do think it increases the odds of better economic growth and more job growth.
But giving the economy a multi-billion dollar jolt comes at a price. The plan will add at least $700 billion to the deficit over the next 2 years. Still, Hoffman says the time to cut back on spending isn't during what he calls a, quote, half-speed recovery. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down slightly at 11,358. NASDAQ is up 7 at 2606. This is NPR. Jurors in New Orleans are deliberating the federal case against five former or current New Orleans police officers. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the killing occurred in the chaotic days after Hurricane Katrina 5 years ago.
One former officer is accused of shooting Henry Glover as he approached a strip mall where police detectives were working after Katrina hit. The officer testified he thought the man was a threat, but he was unarmed. Two others are accused of beating the men who brought Glover to a temporary police encampment for help. Glover was then driven off by police in the men's car, which was set on fire. Glover's charred body was later found inside. Two defendants are charged with submitting false reports to cover up the killing. Jurors are considering 11 counts, including civil rights violations and perjury. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is demanding a vote tonight on a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that bans gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. It would be a procedural vote, which would pave the way for debate that the Democratic leadership wants to limit. A stall bill that would broaden the Food and Drug Administration's power over food safety may be revived under a new Democratic-led plan in the U.S. House. Lawmakers want to include the measure in one big spending bill they have proposed today. The FDA measure gives the agency more inspection authority and greater powers to order a recall. Under the bill, the FDA can also impose stricter standards on imported foods. The FDA legislation was held up over a constitutional dispute. The Dow's up slightly at 11,360. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.